This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It's the start of a new session for the Colorado Legislature. Republicans gained a few seats in elections this past fall, but Democrats still have the majority in the State House and Senate. We'll have more from today's first day this afternoon on All Things Considered. A new telescope-equipped lodging project will soon welcome stargazers to southern Colorado. Entrepreneur Gamal Jadu-Zalaquet says more than 1,600 people have already made discounted reservations to stay at the future Cosmos Resort, currently under construction.
The end experience, once it's all built by 2027, it's going to be the Disney World of astronomy.
Crowdfunding raised nearly $2 million so far for the project in the San Luis Valley. It's near Alamosa and the Great Sand Dunes National Park. The first guests could arrive this winter. A women's nutrition and skincare brand is moving its headquarters back to Colorado Springs. The announcement from Desert Harvest comes after the company spent a decade headquartered in North Carolina and Maine. A press release from the Colorado Office of Economic Development says tens of thousands of dollars in tax credits help secure Desert Harvest's return. The company says it expects to create 15 new jobs to help sell its line of aloe vera-based supplements. There's a lot going on this week, along with today's opening day for the Colorado House and Senate. Tomorrow, Governor Polis lays out his priorities for the new legislative session in the annual State of the State Address. And Thursday in Washington, D.C., the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter. We will have live coverage of that service early tomorrow, as well as the governor's State of the State remarks. A lot to listen for on Thursday. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today. In Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs near 40 with a chance for snow on Thursday. Same in the mountains, sunny today and snow tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.